Welcome back to Ninja vs. Wizards. Antoids has an opening for us.
Yeah. See, I was eating a burrito yesterday in my car because I'm a disgusting human being. And I was thinking, you know what would be a really good comeback intro is if I said this thing and it'd be really clever and Riley would think it'd be really funny. But I didn't write it down. So this is what you guys got. This is your intro. Welcome back.
And this will set the stage for the whole rest of the show. We've been gone for a while. So
we don't actually. Now?
Yeah, dude, I think it has been about 3 months. Let's catch the viewers at home up on what we've been doing. So everything was normal. We were going to record episode 4. We had both watched the episode 3 months ago and taken notes. We don't remember what these notes are specifically about, but we've got them.
Right.
So we were ready to record, and then Antoids was like, oh, I was in a car accident.
Yeah, my kneecap has exploded, so that's where I'm at now.
It's a minor injury.
Yeah. But it was just difficult for me to do, anything, really. Like, even sitting at a computer, it was like, oh, this is really fucking taxing. And then Riley went on a spirit journey. He did some acid and just roamed the countryside looking for a spirit
animal.
That's
true. I did. I found him. His name is Bird. I took him across the country with me, a young boy by the name of Bird. And we got to go do a bunch of fun shit. We met up with several people on the trip, but we hung out with Hazen Cruz. How would a good podcaster tell this story? I gotta do it as a story, I guess. One night, the bird arrived at my home. We did take acid. We dropped acid in the studio, and then on acid, we cleaned up the studio, packed it up, and then handed it off to my buddy Justin for him to bring. Yeah.
That sounds like a really bad idea, cleaning up stuff on acid. That's like when you get dressed when you're high and you're like, hey, you know what would be really funny is if I rotated my name badge 90 degrees. You know, I'm sure my boss isn't going to care about that.
He's not going to think that's stupid. Yeah. We did lose a couple pieces. So we definitely, we have one chair now. There's one gaming chair here.
There used to be a floor and we don't know what happened to it.
Yeah. Who can tell us, really? But then we just left, you know, part of the trip was normal. The first bit of it was boring. He actually left from San Diego. He drove through Arizona, stopped and did an episode, a bonus episode with Not For Human Consumption. Then he drove through Texas and whatever the state is between Texas and Louisiana. It clearly doesn't matter. Then we left Louisiana.
Alaska, I think.
Is it? I was leaning Hawaii, but we left Louisiana. We went through New Orleans. Then we went through the other Passover states, like Alabama, Mississippi, whatever those are, to Florida. We hung out in Florida. We were 8 hours away from catching Asterios at his Florida meetup 3 months ago, or 2 months ago, or whatever.
Right.
We were with Izzy Nobre and shit. So we didn't do that. Then we spent a weekend with Hazen Cruz doing hard drugs.
Right.
Mostly watching Sam Hyde videos, and we made a song. I don't know, did you hear mine and Hazen Cruz's Mumkey Jones YouTube song?
Well, you guys you've been making quite a few songs in the interim, right? Like a few of them showed up on TDS.
That's true. Yeah. I try to keep busy, you know. We've got another couple really good songs that are coming for I wouldn't make songs for Dick Masterson because he's an alt-right comedian. But for the LA-based comedian, we've got a couple more songs coming.
Yeah.
So that'll be fun. So we're with Hazen Cruz. We make this little song that's a parody of the Dora the Map song. I'm the map.
Yeah.
But it was about Keemstar.
The minor attracted person?
No, just, so what we did was we changed it to I'm the press, I'm the press, I'm the press, are you impressed? I'm the press.
Right, yes, now I remember this, yeah.
Yeah.
I couldn't remember what the joke was. I think that's another good idea for a song, to make it the minor attracted person.
That'll be the sequel.
Yeah.
I'm gonna do a whole album that's just versions of that song. Released.
Number one Billboard charting. No, right? No one gets sued.
Nope, that wouldn't happen. Well, you can't Billboard chart without getting sued. Ask Juice WRLD. So that song, the best part of it is the everybody spam in the chat, Alex is a stupid fucking, and then the voice clip, Swiper. And when we got up to New York, we spent about 2 weeks in New York, a week in Long Island, then a week in the city proper down in Manhattan. We did the Boomer vs. Zoomer live shows and stuff, hung out with the Stereos before and after some of those. And when I first met Mumkey, we were hanging out before the show, and at one point I was like, oh, that's right, Hayes and Cruz and I made a song about your situation. He's like, oh, dude, show it to me. So I pull up on YouTube, and I'm just watching this boy's face as it gets to the Alex part, and he's just fucking, his eyes bulge out of his head. I'm like, yeah, this is way too edgy. And then it does the Swiper thing. He's like, oh, he like breathes out heavily. Dude, we're not gonna, we can't put it on YouTube with the joke there, you know? But that was fun. The whole trip mostly was to do that, was to go to the Boomer vs. Zoomer live shows and hang out with Mumkey and Asterios.
Interesting you should mention Asterios.
Yeah.
I don't know if you're aware, but a lot of stuff has gone on with Asterios. This is the Asterios News Podcast. I don't know if anybody knows.
Yes, it is.
Asterios recently deleted his Discord server. I don't know if you've heard about this.
Wasn't that your buddy Driver Shaft's fault?
That was Driver Shaft's fault.
See, I was gone when this happened. Tell me about it.
Well, I can't really give like an unbiased summary of it because I'm pretty mad at Asterios about it. But Driver Shaft sent him a Twitter DM, and the punchline of that Twitter DM was the N-word. And so Asterios decided, I'm going to just delete my Discord because I got a DM on Twitter, because that makes sense.
Yeah, that does make sense. I thought it was a joke in the Discord.
No, it was a Twitter DM. That's the funniest part of the whole thing. Because a totally unmerited response to that action. Like, it doesn't make any sense at all to delete your Discord in response to something that happened on Twitter.
Dude, Asterios does do a lot of just off the fucking wall shit.
I don't want to get super into it, but I think that he just wanted to delete that Discord for a long time, and this is what he decided to do, yeah.
It's the funniest excuse.
Right.
Well, and then Hayes and Cruz got to rebrand a little bit as the Asterios Refugee Discord, which was funny. Because you can say the N-word all you want in the Hayes and Cruz Discord. It's not modded at all. So, back to, New York? Yeah, so this is how unprepared Asterios is to deal with real-life situations. My buddy Kayshawn, who I met in New York, and I currently live like in Twin Falls because he invited me here on a whim. We met in New York. He ended up doing all the camera work for the Boomer vs. Zoomer live shows, and then we did a Waifu Wars.
Uh-huh.
And he ended up doing all the camera work for that too. So we're in a Brooklyn apartment, the most expensive storage shed I've ever been inside of. And just none of the tech stuff is going. And luckily, Kayshawn has these dope cameras. So he's filming these with like his TRZLXQ45s, you know, those kind of cameras.
Right. Yes. Everybody is familiar with those. You have to be an idiot not to know what those are.
Exactly. So he's got these like high quality cameras. We set up Waifu Wars and we did it as sort of a confessional. Where instead of the normal roundtable debate on waifus, it was sort of like, interviews, one-on-one, between Asterios and Sriracha and, like, us. And we're all, it's like America's Next Top Waifu, was the idea. And it was almost a good recording session. Like, hopefully it ends up on the internet someday.
But right.
We all know how Asterios is.
somebody might send him a text with the word WAP in it, and then he'll just
delete Waifu Wars as a series. Just end it. Well, wouldn't it have to be something that's like offensive about anime?
I just said WAP.
Oh, is that? I don't know what WAP means.
Oh, it's like for China.
Oh, okay. You realize anime is Japanese, right?
What?
How did this, how could that be?
That doesn't make any sense, Riley.
Yeah, you're right. So at the very end of this trip to see Asterios, which was the middle ground of our trip, we are leaving his apartment, and he gives us all of his weed products.
Just all of them?
Like, we're smoking in his bathroom. We're smoking some Canagars that Von Bolt gave us.
He gives you a garbage bag, and it's just full of weed. There's branches in it, too, but whatever.
Dude, he gave us two Canagars and, like, a little jar full of bud, and he gave us his bubbler that I still have. He gave us four lighters. He gave us, you know, those things that you use to hold joints together or something. A bunch of those little end pieces. Like, he just gave us a kit of, like, marijuana products and was like, you boys will need these. I can just go down the street to get weed. You're going across the country.
When I was recording my episode of Branching Out with him that is lost to time because I fucked up and...
Because you know how Asterio says.
No, I fucked up. This is it was absolutely my fault. It was not Asterio's fault in the least. But when I was recording that, he just fucking called in from his phone. And he was like, hey, Antoids, I gotta go run down to the liquor store. I gotta go buy some alcohol. And so he goes, he walks to the liquor store, and then he walks back. And on the way back, a homeless guy hands him a joint. And he just starts smoking the joint in the middle of the episode.
That makes sense.
So,
dude.
So he doesn't need it. He's right. You need it more than he does.
I agree with him. Don't worry. There was no fight from me. I was like, yes, I will take all of your weed and your pieces, and we'll take them with us on this trip to states where it's not legal to have these. Great idea. So, of course, we do that. After that, the next big thing was we were on Thought Cops, episode 101, I believe. We brought in the new era of Thought Cops.
Sorry, what was that number again?
101.
So, what?
Isn't it a wonderful number, Antoids?
What, episode 101?
Yeah. See, it was 100, but then they added me.
Right. They forgot somebody.
Yeah, they forgot someone. Oh, you. So we did that. Then we did a bonus episode, Fire Bros, with them. Both of those are great. You guys, if you listen to this show, you should be fans of Thought Cops. Antoids, you've been on Thought Cops, right?
Yeah.
Okay. You got to go on again, dude. I've been on 3 times now.
I'll see what I can do. I haven't really talked to them, but I'll see if they'll have me back on.
Yeah. The worst part of that trip to Chicago to see Thought Cops, though, was that it was in the middle of February when it was negative 50 wind chill outside. We were there that week.
Oh, you were there for the whole week while it was negative 50?
Yep. Oh, geez. We were there for the 4 fucking days of negative 50 wind chill. To the point that, so it's well known that outside of Grant's apartment is a Greek eatery, a Euro store,
right,
per se. And to walk across the street to that Euro store was maybe the longest walk of my life. And the first time I was in Chicago, it was nothing. Dude, yeah, it's just right across, just straight across the street from his doorway, right into the door there, took 45 minutes in my head. It was terrible. I hate the weather. You're in California, so you probably don't have to deal with that kind of weather ever.
Yeah, I mean, it's about 50 degrees right now. It's literally freezing.
Yeah. Imagine that 100 degrees less is what it was.
The inverse absolute value of that number.
That is crazy to think about, just how cold it was in Chicago, dude. Oh, it was amazing. But, so we did that. Let's see, what else do I have to get through before we can start talking about my favorite anime? I don't know. What all have you done while I've been gone? Because I hear there's been no new branching out for like a month and a half.
Yeah. I'm trying to think of what my last episodes of branching out were. I don't even remember them, which means that they probably weren't very good. No, they're all my precious children.
He loves that show.
Yeah. Like,
I think the last one you did was episode 19.
I know I did one with
Shout
Kevin
Sion,
Cole.
Maybe?
Yeah, oh, shit, yes. Okay, I remember exactly the sequence of events now. First of all, I did one about Magic the Gathering that with Kevin Cole. That guy's pretty cool. And then I did one about Lufia 2, and then I did the Jack and Casey one. And the Jack and Casey one was with Shout Sion, and that whole episode, we're just talking about Best Friends Play. and... The day we recorded that episode, and then 3 days later, Best Friends Play announced that they were shutting the channel down. So
you killed them too?
Yes.
Just like you killed my show.
So, but that whole episode is like, this big send up of us just being like, man, Best Friends is the best. Do you remember the episode when they did that fighting game about like construction vehicles? Oh, that was the best. Like, just all this, all of us just marking out over how great Best Friends play are. And then before the episode even goes up, Best Friends is dead. Like, it's fucking incredible.
That is amazing.
I haven't had a chance to talk about this on the air, but like, I've been watching Best Friends since Duke Nukem Forever came out. I've been watching them for like 10 years at this point, or something close to
yeah.
it. Like every day, pretty much, for like an hour a day. So them shutting down was like a really big deal to me. Like, I don't know how to describe how big of a deal it was. Like, I didn't go into like PTSD or like, I didn't start literally shaking or whatever, but there's...
You just stopped making branching out.
Yeah, I gave up. No, like, I don't know, man. Like, even today, once in a while, I'll, like, load up YouTube and expect to see, like, a new upload from them at noon or whatever. Like, I'll just catch myself looking for a new upload from them and be like, oh, shit, wait, it's not coming back.
That's so sad.
It's, yeah, like, because they were really... I don't know. I used them to do stuff. Like, the episode would come on, and I'd be like, okay, now, while the episode is playing, I'll study Japanese or something. Like,
yeah,
they factored into my daily schedule, as pathetic as that sounds. But, like, I don't know. They were just part of my life, and now they're gone. But, yeah, so that happened. And then the new year, that was, like, the last episode for the new year, and then a bunch of stuff started happening in the new year. I had to start dealing with, like, ambulances and physical therapy and all that stuff, and I haven't had time to record episodes since then.
Man, isn't it great that Ninja versus Wizard is your return?
Yeah, I'm glad I get to watch more Naruto. That's what I was looking forward to. I was so looking forward to Naruto that last night I told Riley, hey, I'm going to start watching that episode of Naruto now. And then I looked for my notes and I was like, oh, I took notes already. Never mind. I'll just go off the notes that I already have.
In an exact parallel, that's what I did today. At 6 or so, we started recording around 8. So at 6 p.m., I was like, oh, I got to watch this fucking episode. And then I started up and I immediately was like, oh, wait, aren't we over this Haku shit? And then I looked at my notes, and of course I've taken notes all the way to the end of the episode.
Yeah.
So, this week we get to talk about a show that we watched 3 months ago.
I'm sure it'll be exactly the same as all the other episodes.
Just as detailed? Well, you take such detailed notes, I can't imagine it not being...
These notes are not detailed.
The best thing is, we both have a similar note where I was like, oh, the music is so fucking good here.
Right.
And I don't remember when that was.
And then my note is, oh, the exact words of the notes that I have written down is, great animation here, comma, this is what the show is really lauded for. And I have no idea what scene in the episode that refers to.
I vaguely remember Naruto, like, his art gets all blurry and black and white and, like, shittier.
Yes.
When he becomes, like, beast mode.
Right.
Maybe it's that. Maybe you're like, yeah, this much cheaper animation is what I'm here for.
Well, that is definitely, like, really iconic. But the thing that people know the show for is, like, when the characters stretch in a really weird way. Because, like, to convey the sense of speed. Like, I think I took that note about one of those. But I couldn't tell you which one.
Well, I figure this episode, instead of going through the episode like we usually do, we'll just read the notes and talk about them back and forth.
Okay.
All right. I'll let you start, because you probably have a note starting before my note.
Well, my note just says, Naruto's seal releases slightly, and he is able to outspeed Haku and even break the mirrors.
Okay.
So that happens, right? Like, Naruto has his little fox demon thing start to come out because Sasuke is dead. Let us not forget, last episode ended with Sasuke being dead.
Ah, yes. Rest in peace forever, Sasuke.
And so Naruto goes Super Saiyan after Frieza blows up Krillin.
Yep.
And yeah, his fox thing comes out and everybody's like, oh my god, his chakra's red. That's really cool. And then, immediately after that, I have the note about good animation. So,
okay.
So what do you have?
I have, and these are the exact words, Naruto is a badass and then immediately isn't because he likes Haku.
Right, yeah. Because,
like, come on.
Because, like, Haku is a good person and good people, you can't be fighting good people. There's never a situation where good people are in conflict.
No, it doesn't happen.
Like, that's why in every war, the other people were the bad guys. We've never fought an unjust war.
No, not even in our own country.
No, and especially not in Japan, you know, the authors of this. Japan has never, ever done anything unjust, especially not to China or Nanking in particular.
Whoa, this is blasphemous. Come on, Antoids. So, my next note is, then Haku fucking taunts him into attacking. So, yeah, that happens.
Yeah, Haku is... My note for that exact sequence is, Haku is kind of at this point where he'd like to die.
Yeah, I mean, he just watched Kakashi, like, beat up his dad.
Right, whatever. Yeah, and he can't... there was something about, like, he sees himself as a tool to protect Zabuza, and, like, if he can't do that, he's worthless. All right, like, yeah. I think that that's how that went.
That's sort of the emotional resonance we're supposed to take away from it.
Right.
Is that, like... Yeah, because they do the little flashbacks of their relationship and shit.
Right, and they talk...
It's silly, though. Wouldn't you just become a tool for someone else? Like, knowing Zabuza's going down? Like, just be Naruto's tool now. Wouldn't that make the series a little better? Come on.
Yeah, just, you know, well, Sasuke's dead, so there's an opening.
Exactly! Team 7 needs you, Haku. Don't do this. But no...
I forgot they were called Team 7 for a second. I was like, oh shit, right, that fucking name. They number all the teams for some reason.
And then they never mention it again after, like, 10 episodes.
They number all the teams except for Guy's team, who is named Team Guy.
You don't know that Guy is not a number in the Naruto world.
That's true.
There's a lot we don't know about this world yet. It hasn't been fleshed out because we've been on a bridge for 4 arcs.
Yeah, so they talk about, what, Kekkei Genkai in that flashback too, which is, like, it's kind of the driving force of the entire series. What did you write?
I wrote, we get yet another explanation of a Kekkei Genkai.
Right.
And then the clap emoji.
Clap emoji. Okay.
I clearly enjoyed it.
I think I can beat your note with my note. My note is, Kekkei Genkai users hunted, comma, a plot point that sort of does come back, period. Eugenics is big in Naruto.
Oh, that's great. The music must have been about the Haku background, because my next note is, oof, Haku has the best background yet, but the theme of orphans trying to find a purpose hits home with me, man.
Are you an orphan? I don't know if I'm supposed to take that seriously.
Yeah, well, I've been on my own since I was 16.
Oh, so. Okay. I didn't know this.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
It lets me do fun shit. Like, my life has always just sort of been what I wanted to do with it, and not what other people wanted me to do, which is a nice pressure that's been relieved from me. Whereas, like, when I watch stuff like this, these orphan kids, they take it so fucking seriously. Like, oh, I have to do what my parents would have wanted me to do. It's like, no, bitch. Like, party. Drink alcohol and sex women. You don't have to be a hero. You can just do a podcast about Naruto.
I think Naruto is on that path, right? He's got, like, the sexy jutsu and all that stuff. Like, he's just fucking around.
That's true. But he's still like, I gotta be Hokage. Well, I guess he doesn't know that his dad was Hokage.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Hang on. I read ahead on my notes a little bit.
Yeah.
What's your next note? Because I think mine jumps ahead a little bit.
All right, so I'll do my notes until we get to where yours is about. Kakashi's cute little ninja dogs are great.
That's my next note. Okay.
The morality of these characters will be interesting. As Naruto comes to grips with having to kill in the future, Haku decides death is better than failure, Sasuke is apparently dead, and Kakashi's about to kill. So there's that. What's your response to that one?
I think... I don't know, I have no idea what I meant by this, but after my note about Haku jumping out of the mirror to save Zabuza, the next line is just, Naruto is a cuck.
Yeah, that must, well, I think the Naruto being a cuck thing is because Kakashi kills Haku and not Naruto. Is that it?
I don't think that's, oh, no, I know what it is. When Haku dies, is just kind of like standing there, and then the mirrors disappear, right? And Sakura and the other guy run over to Sasuke, and Naruto like just kind of lets them. Like, he just kind of lets Sakura go be with dead Sasuke. I think that's what I was referring to.
That's fair.
How did I think I was going to make sense of this?
I don't know. Well, we usually do them the day after we watch the show.
That's true.
So, I wrote, Haku's killed, but by Kakashi. It's the death that Haku wanted to have, and blood is everywhere. And then in parentheses, I wrote, but Antoids is stupid. Kakashi used actual wizard magic lightning to kill that kid.
Oh, shit, right, the whole gimmick of the show.
Yeah, the podcast we do.
I'm sure that I had a
dispute that.
I'm sure that I had a response for this 3 months ago.
We'll give this one a pass. We'll give the voting on this episode a pass. It's been 3 months. We'll just check in on all the voting up to now a little bit later in the show.
Oh, great. I don't know what I thought that was, but I'll let it be wizard shit.
Well, you see, if you take a lightning rod in weather that is not perfect, and you wave it around enough, eventually, well, like, I don't know.
You see, Kakashi just, like, his nerves have electricity in them, and he cut open his hand and filled it with water.
Yep, okay.
And then touched the nerves directly to the water to make a lightning ball. And then that's how he killed Haku. Yeah.
Kakashi had a stun gun.
Yeah.
Or a cattle prod that he shaped to look like a lightning blade. It's all trickery of the mind.
Kakashi just had a lot of birds in his hand.
Chidori!
Yes. He said he had a shitload of birds and just shoved them right into him.
So, my next note is, and then Inari grabs a crossbow. Again, in a world with cranes and construction equipment, why are these guys using knives, bows, and arrows?
I think I completely skipped over in my notes everything to do with anything that Inari did in this episode. I just didn't give a shit.
I'm just on a rant here, I think, because then I wrote, there has to be guns, right? Kakashi's very respectful of the dead. This also gives Ramen Spiral an out, and he doesn't have to kill for a while. Oh, Naruto, okay. I'm too sassy in my notes, dude.
The gun thing is something that I've wondered about for a long time, because
they have cranes.
They do have cranes. They have a, like, I swear they've got cars. I can't.
And, like, MySpace, right? Like, what the fuck? Why do they have swords?
They have, like, TVs and computers, for sure, because in the tuning exams, there's, like, a randomizer for them to pick the next fight. And it's, like, displayed on a TV, names cycling around. So that's a computer. That's got to be a computer.
Yeah. Okay. What the fuck?
But there's a ninja who's, like, her thing is she's good at using every kind of weapon. But she never uses a gun. So, I don't know.
Why aren't there guns?
I don't know.
Wow. My next note is Sasuke's over here being Ross Capicchione. Just a shitty joke I shouldn't have made.
What?
Ross Capicchione's a kid who, a couple years ago, the rapper Jordan Lucas, like, wrote a song about it and stuff, The Experience. Basically, he was, like, in Michigan. Words. Yeah, he was, like, in Michigan, and he was hanging out with, like, a guy who thought it was his friend, and then the guy took him to, like, a back alley and shot him 3 times with a shotgun, but he wouldn't die. So he's this, like, success story of pushing through and living no matter what. So I was like, because he got shot in the arm, the stomach, and the back of the head with a shotgun. And he's like, nah, I'm good. So.
Okay.
I guess Sasuke just refuses to fucking die, and then Sakura gets very real about her book-learned lack of real-world understanding.
My note about this, what the fuck was I? It says, both of Zabuza's arms are disabled, period. Actually showing blood, comma, pretty cool.
Yeah, my next note is, Zabuza ripping through his enemies with 2 dead arms while being stabbed to death is that strength. And then, oh, that's right, because Zabuza, I think, was like, you don't know what true strength is, do you?
Right, because after Haku dies, Gato shows up, right? And he's like, hey, that kid, piece of shit, he, like, he punched me in the dick that one time. Yeah, fuck him. And then that makes Zabuza super mad, and he goes and he kills Gato.
Yep, He's just like swinging around like two dead arms,
and then suddenly Sasuke is back to life.
Yeah, what was your note for that? Just that?
I don't think that I have I don't have a note for it, but I remember it happening, and I remember there being like some weird flashback to it.
I wrote, Sasuke wakes up because he isn't done killing his brother. And then I wrote, the episode ends, ... Nope, 35 more fucking minutes.
Yeah, I thought that too when I was, I don't have a note for it.
It was the end of the episode.
But yeah, that has to be the end of the episode. But no, there's like this whole epilogue sequence. I do like the cool bluff that Kakashi does to get rid of like all the other mercenaries. Like he just makes a bunch of non-shadow clones that would be useless,
but they don't know any better,
right? Because they're just civilians; they have
no idea. Construction workers and shit. Yeah, they don't know what they're doing,
right? And then we get to the name of the episode, which is Gato names the bridge the Great Naruto Bridge.
And thank God the bridge arc is finally over. Time to go home and chase more cats.
Why does he name it after Naruto though? Like Naruto barely did anything.
Kakashi did all of it.
Yeah, it's the Great Kakashi Bridge.
It should be the Kakashi Bridge. That's what I was thinking. Yeah, fuck you, Naruto. Well, and like, it's because he inspired Inari, I guess, but what's that have to do with the grandfather? I don't know.
I get, so this is kind of something that, like, I didn't really think about this until now, but about halfway through the series, Naruto as a character kind of changes. He becomes more like a bit more mature and he becomes pretty charismatic. Like he solves a lot of problems by talking to people and inspiring them rather than just beating the shit out of them. And I guess this is like kind of the seeds of that. Like it's kind of trying to paint him as a charismatic figure. I don't really think it works though.
Like if he cries enough, everything will be okay.
Yeah.
I don't know. I wrote another weird would-be ending that wasn't. Because again, the show fucking ended. Like,
right? Because they twice see her off and all that. Yeah.
Yeah. And then it cuts immediately to Naruto has some spoiled milk. Put your fucking milk away.
Okay, hang on. I have three notes, and they're all important. Okay.
All right, hit me.
Okay, the first note is: I love the way they draw Naruto's faces when he's tired or confused or mad. He's very expressive. I think it's true. I think that's when he's trying not to cry at the end of that sequence, which is like legitimately a pretty great scene.
It's excellent.
He's looking at Inari and he's like, you know, Inari, if you want to cry, you can. And Inari's like, no, I'm good. But if you want to cry, I won't blame you, you big crybaby. Like
they're both kind of crying, but neither of them will cry.
Yeah. And then my next note is everyone's eyeliner is on fleek, which I don't know if you've noticed this about the series, but it's true. Everybody has like really thick black outlines around their eyes.
Like Death Note eyes?
Yeah, pretty much. Like
fucking L.
Not even Death Note, but like literally just out, because L has like bags under his eyes, but everybody here has like lines on the top of their eyelids and stuff that go out and make like a little wing. Like it's like a modern, fashion eyeliner for some reason.
Yeah, like feathered and stuff. No, you're right. That's true. Which is great, though. It's good because it promotes, you know, that men can wear makeup and have relationships with each other and that it's fine. Because Sasuke and Naruto, they fell in love.
It's just a weird, like, stylistic choice. Like, I don't know. I guess that's just supposed to look... Like Kishimoto must just think that that looks good on anyone. I don't know.
Yeah.
They
do look good, so.
And then I just have montage of Naruto getting owned in basic missions. He's learned nothing.
Yeah, what's my next one? In this post-mission bit, Sasuke calls Sakura Naruto out for being bad ninja. He's kind of over it. He's like, this dude dies and his friends save him. And he's like, yeah, you guys suck at this. If you were better, we wouldn't have had that issue.
Everything from the previous like episode is just gone.
Erased.
Yeah. Because it was all about like teamwork and stuff too. Remember the first like two episodes is all about them building teamwork.
Yeah. All of this has been about them learning to work together, and as soon as we think they do, Sasuke's immediately like, nah, you guys suck. I'm the only one who's good at this.
Okay, I've got a note that says Konohamaru Rock Gang.
Ah, Yes. Right. Okay. I wrote, Inkoma Hamaru is back. Oh, look, Antoids. One ninja technique. After all that, controls lightning and ice castles shit.
Well, I like how your notes are so, like, about the gimmick. Like, I always forget that the show has a gimmick. That
we're well, supposed I just, to be I'm trying game. To win. I got fucked in the voting for the third one.
Oh, man. Basically. I haven't seen, we didn't check the votes. We'll have to check those later.
Yeah. Oh, and then I wrote gunpowder, so they do have guns, and everyone's an idiot because they don't use them.
Maybe
why would a ninja play ninja, maybe like a doctor playing Operation?
Maybe they have gunpowder, but not guns, and they still that call doesn't it make gunpowder sense. For some
yeah,
reason.
Yeah, because they call it gunpowder. What the fuck?
Which came first, the gunpowder or the gun?
Oh, God. That's a funny question, but I bet there's something there. So yeah, okay, maybe they just don't have guns yet. Whatever. Okay, maybe guns are illegal. Naruto takes place in Australia, and it's working. I don't know. I mean, it goes to support the argument that people will just find another way to kill other people.
I guess so, right? Yeah. Well, Inari had the crossbow, and that didn't do much of anything. Like, a fucking ninja shit is just, like, overpowered compared to crossbows, I guess.
Yeah. I also wrote down, why would a ninja play ninja? Like a doctor playing Operation. Like, it doesn't make sense to me. I'm like, you guys are ninjas. Why are you playing ninja? Whatever. I don't get it.
I have a note about the Aho Crow. I don't know if you know what that is.
What's that?
So every once in a while in Naruto and like a bunch of other anime, you'll have a crow in the background and it'll go, Aho! Aho! And that means fool in Japanese.
Okay.
So it just means that whatever just happened is really stupid. So that plays in a lot of the Konohamaru scenes.
Oh, it's just like making fun of them? I wish I knew that. That's a cool flair.
There's another one where if you see a chicken in the background, they'll be going, baka, 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 which is, again, the same thing.
Like
same
idiot?
Idiot, yeah.
Yeah.
So if you see crows or chickens as like background dressing where it otherwise doesn't make sense, that's usually what they're doing. They're just making fun of the scene.
Yeah.
And Naruto does that a lot.
Okay. I'll be looking out for this crow then.
Yeah.
Oh, the other cool thing that happens now is the one thing we've gotten carried over from the last episode is that Naruto's just over Sakura now.
Yeah.
Because now begins the Sakura's ugly meme, which everybody's like, oh no, you're ugly. Like, we don't like you. So yeah. You both, the whole point of it was how much you loved her for the first three episodes.
Well, and like, I think that he has, I don't think he's like over her, but I do think that he's starting to like get there. Like, it's not the end all be all for him like it used to be. He's not going to be disguising himself as Sasuke anytime soon to get a kiss.
Yeah. Yeah, no, you're right. That's fair. I also wrote, this is before Ino shows up to berate Sakura all the time.
That's true.
That's true.
I have a note that says, sand ninja arrive, comma, probably terrorists.
Yeah, I wrote, some cool new ninja are bumped into, then we see a quick cut through the various teams, which we will get to, hopefully, eventually, maybe.
I have no idea what this is referring to. The dumbest effect ever in crushing a rock.
Dumbest effect ever in crushing a rock. Was it a Gaara thing?
Oh, yeah! Yeah, it is! Because Gaara's sitting in the tree, right, when they start fighting. And like Sasuke shows up behind him and, somebody, I think it's Kankuro. I think he throws a rock at Sasuke and Sasuke catches it and then squeezes it and it turns into powder. But
yeah.
The particle effect that's on it is really bad. I think that's what I was remembering.
So, those sand ninjas, I wrote that two new ninjas have Sword of Incredibles logos on their headbands. And then the dude with the weird backpack gets memed on by Sasuke-kun. I also wrote that even his teammate thinks Sasuke is hot.
I was just thinking about that, yes. I didn't write that down, but I remembered it.
The girl's like, give me that Uchiha, baby.
But yeah, it's, everybody's just immediately down for Sasuke.
Yeah. And then Gaara shows up. The Chunin exams are announced. I wrote, Gaara is incredible. Immediately shows up and this bully is pissing himself over this boy smaller than Sasuke. That's how you know he's a badass.
We see the sound ninja for a second too, right? Like they show up for like just an instant.
Yeah, it shows all the cool ninjas in like just a quick like.
And then what else? Then they, I think the only thing that happens is they announce the chunin exam and we meet Rock Lee, right? Like nothing really goes on.
I wrote Naruto doesn't even know what is a chunin exam.
That seems kind of basic.
Yeah, you would think, like, that's like me not knowing what middle school is.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, this is the next step. Or like, how do you not know about it?
Maybe not middle school, but like managers. Like being a manager at a job. That's the equivalent, I think. Well, yeah, because I mean, it is a job, right? Like,
I guess you're right. It always seems like they're just like going through school. Like, yeah, you're right. It's sort of a mix of the two.
Well, it's because it's Harry Potter, right? Like, that's the whole.
Yeah.
The whole joke is that it's Harry Potter. They're going through wizard school.
Harry Potter just ripped off Naruto, you know?
That's true. It must have.
I wrote that Gaara dismisses Naruto completely. Everyone loves Sasuke, and he is clearly aware of it.
He is clearly aware. Yeah, because he's doing all this shit to look cool on purpose.
Yeah.
Like, he's not just naturally cool. Like, he sat in that tree holding that rock to crush it. To look super strong.
Yeah. Dude, he's an influencer. He's a YouTuber. We don't see it, but he's like off making ninja YouTube videos.
He's Kanye?
Well, he's Shane Dawson, but... I was like, yeah, he's like the Shane Dawson of ninja. Like, look at me. Is Logan Paul a sociopath? Like, is Naruto a shitty wizard?
The answer is
yes to all of it.
Naruto is a shitty wizard because ninjas aren't wizards.
Oh, whatever. Whatever.
Whatever. Fuck the gimmick.
Speaking of if ninjas are wizards.
Yeah, what's the votes like? I haven't looked.
Yeah, let me pull it up on the website, ASEPresents.com/ninja-versus-wizard-votes. No, that's wrong. NVSW-izzards-vote. Why did I do that? Why is the branding NVS Wizards?
NVSW is there NVS Wizards?
Yeah, it's NVS Wizards, not NVSW vote, not Ninja versus Wizards. We gotta fix this. This will be fixed. I don't know. I don't know what I'm doing. It's been a really long time. It's been a year since 3 months ago.
Just go to ASEPresents.com, click on Ninjas versus Wizards voting.
Yep. Let's see. So our total for the first week is still at 61.64% ninja, 38.36% wizards. So that's when I didn't take the gimmick very seriously. And Antoid's just like, oh no, when Kakashi blows fire out of his hands, he's striking a match and using explosive power. I was like, fuck, you're winning. So then it was a close run.
I'm not done stuffing the ballot box. Give me a minute.
Oh my god. Alright. Let me know when you're ready.
I think it has, like, vote protection. I can't even vote once.
No, it should be open.
I don't know. I'm not able to vote. Maybe I voted already. Maybe I voted after.
You gotta refresh the page. That's all. You know?
No, it's giving me a little red bar. Let's tech support this thing live.
Yeah, that's funny. I don't know. Yeah, it's letting me vote.
It says invalid data 1 when I try to vote.
You have to select what you're voting first.
Yes. I'm aware.
I don't know. I'll fix this too. We got a lot of things to fix before the next episode.
Yeah, it just won't let me vote. Oh, well, whatever. You know what? That's fine. I'm sure that everybody agrees. It's just that people who vote ninja aren't voting because they don't want to reveal themselves.
Exactly.
They're good ninjas.
Oh, nice. That makes sense. So, episode 2, though, I finally beat you a little bit. There's 48.15% voted ninja, and then 51.85% voted wizards.
Oh, I have completely different votes. Not completely, but slightly. Like,
wait, what?
Yeah, I have 47.37% ninja to 52.63% ninja.
What?
Yeah.
Okay. So the voting's fucked. So don't vote this episode.
Don't vote this episode.
Okay. Don't vote.
Sure.
What is Naruto about this week? Episode 3, the results were 72-73 ninja, 27 wizards. What were they for you, Antoids?
40% ninja, 60% wizards.
What?
Yeah.
Fuck. All right. The show is in shambles, everybody.
Wait, okay, so what's the... is the voting different on ASEPresents.com/NVSWizardsVote? Or is it like a different voting site or something?
No, it's the same thing. That's the page. When you go to ASE and you just click, like, Ninja vs. Wizard podcast voting.
I forgot that we got, like, 70 votes on the first episode.
Yeah. And then, like, some very moderate, modest 27 votes on the other ones.
I have 19 and 10 votes on the other ones.
I see 27 and 22.
Oh, all right. This is weird.
Something's broken here. Maybe you're looking at it 3 hours ago. Because there's a time difference.
Maybe a wizard did it.
Well, wouldn't this be a ninja technique, Antoids? Somebody's, like, messing with the RSS feed.
It's an illusion.
Ah. So I'm just...
Wait, yeah. That's a ninja technique.
Yeah, illusions. Yeah, I was gonna say, I'm just getting more and more ninja techniques from you.
Yeah, so that's, you know what? That just proves that there's more ninja supporters out there.
That just proves that I need to update my plugins and fix the website for the next episode.
No, I'm sure it's fine.
I haven't messed with it in 3 months, so yeah. That could be it. I got a lot to do. Got a lot to do.
Yeah, you know, I tried to vote for Wizard, and then it gave me a bill. It told me to pay for the website. $69.
No, that's just the percentage of people who voted for Ninja.
Oh, okay.
There you go.
At least that's a plurality.
That's true. Speaking of plurality...
Oh, okay, yeah, great. I love to talk about pluralities. You know me. Despite accounting for only 15% of ninjas, the Sound Ninja are responsible for 63% of crimes.
Well, there's another version of the word plurality, which is when there's an S on things to make multiples.
Yeah.
And that's what's fucking me up. I keep forgetting that ninja is the plural of ninja, and that wizards is wizard. So, like, when I look at these all across social media, I think they're all, like, fucking different. Because I'm like, no, it's ninjas and wizards. And then I'm like, no, it's ninja and wizard. And then I'm like, no, it's ninja and wizards.
I thought the plural of ninja was ninces.
I don't get the joke.
There's no joke. It's N-I-N-C-E-S, right? That's how you pluralize ninja.
Ninces.
Ninces.
Oh, yeah, okay. I see what you did there. That could work. It's not going to be as SEO searchable of a name. Ninces
versus wizards.
Ninces versus wizards.
I'm sure it'll be fine.
We could spell wizards with an E.
We could spell wizards with an X.
Just make it as hard as we can. Wizards with an X. W-I-X-E-R-D-S. Yeah,
yes, exactly. How about ninza versus wizards? Wait, no. Ninwa versus jizzards.
That's it. That's the new title of the show.
That's it.
This week, you'll have to all go vote for the new title of the show. And the options will be, what was this about this week? Ninzas or wizards?
Or jizzards.
Yeah, jizzards. All right. This is going to be a fuck job for Zwick to edit, so I'll thank him now.
Thanks, Zwick. We really appreciate it.
I mean, in my New York story, I didn't list all the people we hung out with, right? But a couple of the cooler ones, Zwick was one of them. He crashed at my hotel room. It was very interesting. He has a tattoo on his penis that I got to see.
It says Zwick. It
says Justice. It's a Max Payne reference.
Oh, right. Yeah, I remember he talked about this in Zwick Appreciation Week.
Exactly. So I didn't want to see it. However, he doesn't wear underwear. And he changes out of his pants often.
And he's always at like a full mass boner. So
it's at least a half chub all the time. There was this really, he kept getting really drunk at night, obviously, which was great. I expect
still
nothing
managed
less.
To maintain the erection, ladies, despite the whiskey.
Yes, he did. But one particular moment that stood out from that I will appreciate Zwick for right now. He was outside of a bar telling Sriracha how funny she was. And at one point, she goes, but Reddit doesn't think so, or something like that. And so he throws his drink onto the sidewalk. Ice goes everywhere, and he yells, fuck the Reddit. It was very good. He had a little too many drinks that night.
Just immediately throws Wick under the bus for the Reddit fan base of TDS. Like, fuck. Just, yeah, fuck this platform.
Fuck Reddit. Just all of Reddit, though. Not even TDS, you know, just fuck Reddit. Zwick's an anti-Redditor.
We should host a Ninja vs. Wizards AMA on 8chan.
I'm down.
Okay. Do you know anything about that? Do you understand what I'm referencing?
An AMA on... Oh, a video game company.
Yeah.
What was it?
It was THQ Nordic. They make Darksiders.
THQ Nordic?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. So I know they did an AMA on 8chan, and the guy was like... A fan offered to do this AMA thing. I didn't know about the platform. But are they in trouble for it?
I mean...
Not like actually, what? But like on the internet?
They're in internet trouble, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, that.
I don't know. I know you're not a video game, so that's why I was like, oh, maybe he doesn't actually know what that joke is.
No. But, you know, I'm glad we're still finding new ways to attack people for doing things that are innocuous.
I'm glad we're finding ways to demonize people for talking to other people, for opening the lines of communication and trying to reach understandings.
We need to get more people fired. That's what my next TDS song is about, working with Hazen Cruz on it. It's about, you know, getting people fired because we need to.
Well, you know, the ninjas are producing jobs from which people can be fired. I don't think wizards do much of anything for jobs.
You think Snape's not employed, you fuck? Look, well, they have jobs.
Do you think he gets paid?
Yes, he gets paid. In Hogwarts
in
Poon.
Eye of Newt.
He gets Hogwarts Poon.
He has all the Eye of Newt he can eat.
I mean, those potion supplies in Defense Against the Dark Arts has to cost money. Like, there has to be a funding system, right? Like, Gringotts has money, so they have money.
I'm just saying he clearly can't afford a haircut, so...
Well, that's true. I wonder if that is a thing. Wizards are just like, nah, this isn't an expense I can afford.
That's why they've all got the really big beards.
Yeah.
Yeah, they can't go to the barber. What if you just saw, like, a wizard come in with, like a greaser pump?
Yeah. Like a JoJo thing? Like Joestar?
Like any... I was thinking, like, the Outsiders, right? Like, with the big old...
Oh, okay.
Right? But, like... Yeah. Like, wizards all just have their hair hanging down loose... Like, there's no hairstyles in that setting.
Well, would wizard barbers be using, like, their wand, like, two wands, and then they clip the wands together like scissors?
Maybe there's, like, a spell, like, to stylize hair, and only certain people can do the spell.
Oh, I was gonna say, at that point, can't anybody just do it?
Well, because, like, some people have trouble with different kinds of spells, right? So maybe, I don't know, maybe not.
That's true. I wonder if there is, like, a wizard aptitude test. Like, what will you be in the real world? And it's, like, based on what spells you're good at. Otherwise, I don't know. I don't see, like, Harry Potter if he's not working for the Minister of Magic or whatever. Like, he just goes home, and if he was a normal student, he just has to go back to the Muggle world and just, like, be a taxidermist or something. Like, what do you do?
He finds out that his Keke Genkai is giving Brazilian waxes.
Yeah, exactly. Well, there's definitely no college readiness, like, or job force readiness.
Yeah, they have, I remember a one-off line where they're like, Hermione is taking arithmetic and no one, and it's like an elective, like no one else in the school takes it.
Yeah. Like, what the fuck? What are you doing in the real world?
Yeah.
How? I guess they all go work at grocery stores. And
I mean, they don't need like if you look at the Weasley house, right, it's all lopsided, not lopsided, like it's not leaning, but it's architecture is not standard. Like,
it's a pretty shitty house.
I mean, it's not even just that it's shitty though, but like it stands up in an impossible way. Like, it doesn't have enough support for parts of it that protrude out. So maybe math just doesn't matter. Maybe you just magic stuff up and it's fine.
Math doesn't matter. You just magic it.
Yeah, you don't need architecture or like geometry. You just put another room on that house.
Your cars fly. Who cares if you're a mechanic? Like,
you don't need a trade.
Make your car fly.
Flat tire? Who cares?
Who cares?
Yeah, I'm flying.
Man, that's the other thing too. That's another quick little story I can tell. 2 days ago, I was stuck in a canyon in the middle of nowhere because I hit a boulder, and we almost died.
Did Monday Matt come collect it?
that'd be great for me. I'd love it. He could give us all piggyback rides back into the closest town. Dude, we were about an hour and a half into like this canyon where there's like no cell service, so we had to walk miles to reach a place where we could call AAA. And this was at 1:30 in the morning. AAA didn't send anybody till 7 a.m. So we ended up back in the heart of that canyon in this car, like just fucking freezing. I was driving my
and
three friends.
And then the wolves come.
Dude, jaguars and mountain... Not jaguars, that's stupid. Like mountain lions and the other thing. What are those called? Cougars? I don't know.
Isn't... I want to say... Oh, no. Jaguar is like the jungle cat. There's
jaguar
a lot of,
is like a jungle thing.
There's a lot of names for mountain lions. That always confuses me.
Exactly. Same here. That's what fucked me up. But no, it was like there are mountain lions there. We were in between Nevada, northern Nevada, and like lower Idaho.
Yeah, and that's...
There was a real concern. We're like walking with flashlights. Me and my three friends were doing like back angle turns and shit to cover all of our sight. That way we don't actually get attacked by a fucking cougar or something. It was fucky, but yeah, that's what happens when your cars can't fly.
What's the dumbest name you can think of for a mountain lion? There's a lot of them.
Cat.
Catamount is one of them.
Catamount is a real...
Yes.
Oh, that's so stupid. I mean, just people who call him, like, oh, that's a big cat. It's like, well, that's really underestimating what this is.
That is technically correct, but I think this is a classification error.
No, exactly. It's like, why would you even do that? It does this weird psychological thing where it just, like, lessens it, man.
All right, guys.
Puma.
If you guys want to vote on your favorite name for mountain lions, that's going to be the poll for this week's episode.
Yeah, we gotta go, guys. We gotta go fix the website.
Yeah, so just remember, what was this episode about? Ninces, jizzards, or catamounts?
Pumas. They're shoes, but they're also dangerous.
It's like
animals.
A big cat.
It's like a big cat. Alright, I'm gonna end the recording
here. Okay, yeah, me too.